This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website to listen to the stream. And, of course, we're also broadcasting on selected Salem media stations in some of the largest markets in America. And just for good measure, we've added some of the great independent stations along the way, too. And, of course, don't forget, we are broadcasting via the Internet. My website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can hear the stream over there right now. No app needed. Just go over there, click on the Listen Live link, and away you go. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch, including the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the guys, John and Jack and Fred and Sam, heard from Sam this morning out there. Hope you guys are all doing well. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the other petroleum products so that we can go where we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And we're also over on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, don't forget that all the different things that we have to offer over there on the radio show website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, joining us from California, where it's nice and toasty, not quite at the moment. I guess you're still sitting over there with a little bit of a coolness to you right there, Mr. Kyle. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
Good morning. Yeah, 67 degrees here in the Southland.
All right, that's about 20 degrees cooler than it is here. Actually, it's 18 degrees cooler, but that's okay. And joining us from the, we used to call it frozen tundra in the wintertime because they're always colder, but I don't think they're colder anymore. I think they're as hot or hotter. It's Frank Sobalo from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Yeah, I bet it's nice and frosty up there today, huh?
Yeah, we're not wearing a jacket, that's for sure.
I gotcha, yeah. All right, well, let's do the pledge. You ready, Kyle?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got to start it out. And Frank, I got to start it out on the sad news because the reports coming in from the Associated Press have, and these are their words, not mine, at least 93 confirmed fatalities, which tells me, and you and I were talking about this the other day, Frank, there's going to be many, 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 many more.
Oh, yeah. This is the body count will go up. That's just a fact. Like, as listeners know, my sister lives out in Maui, and when she talks about the devastation out there, it's beyond words for someone who is educated in Northwestern University. She has nothing, she can't describe it. The people of Lahaina That place was bowled over by a giant bowling ball of fire.
Mm-hmm.
A little two-lane road in and out of that town, just strewn with cars that were abandoned because they had almost no warning of it coming, of what was coming. Everyone was told to shelter in place, and they panicked and tried to get out, creating a traffic jam and just setting themselves up for mass devastation. Mm-hmm. She calls it she describes it as a natural disaster genocide that happened out there.
Yeah. And it's going to cost over $6 billion to rebuild that small little town, too, because of the fact that it was so valuable from a historic sense.
Well, that history is gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to be something that makes the history books beyond generation to generation as one of the greatest tragedies that ever hit that island chain. You'll see memorials coming up to it. What it was is gone and will never be again. What grows out of the ashes, let's just hope the phoenix rises for these people and that it maintains the integrity for the indigenous people out there and doesn't become a bastardized strip mall in paradise. You know, there has to be some integrity to what was there for generations before. I don't think you're going to achieve it exactly, but, boy, we could try.
Well, what I saw where some of those cars were parked was up where there was like an elevation that the people had to jump off to get into the ocean, and the cars were parked there, burnt to a crisp, and it looked like the people went off what almost looked like a cliff. Was I seeing things, or was that what I was looking at?
No, it's I don't know if it fits the actual definition of a cliff, but it certainly was a jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a scenic overlook perhaps is a better way to state it.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it over there, but
right.
Yeah, people were trapped. You know, they had no recourse. It was for them, it was tantamount to what happened at the World Trade Center when the people didn't have a choice. Do I stay here and burn to death or jump?
Mm-hmm.
They faced that same decision there that day. So, you know, if that helps to describe the tragedy that happened out there, then we understand the seriousness of what took place.
All right. Well, we're going to break, and we'll be right back with more folks. And I promise you, we're going to get into some political stuff here because we got to. And we're going to get into the trials that are coming and what might happen in Georgia. Don't go anywhere.
Tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce. Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Silvato. We'll be right back to Frank and Kyle in just a second after I tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, Moss Nissan, they have dealerships located all around the area. But I will tell you that they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. That's where it all started. Now, active duty military and veterans and first responders, whether you're EMTs, EMS people, or firefighters, or police officers, retired or active, and past church pastors too, same scenario, retired or active, you get offered tremendous opportunities on your vehicle for your service to the country. Now, I will also tell you that you can get Moss Care on your new or your certified pre-owned vehicle too, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for as long as you have the car or truck or whatever it is that you buy. Moss Nissan will take good care of you. Now, they have locations in Newport Richey. That's the flagship store, 19 and 54. Look for that great, big, huge American flag up in the air. You'll see it at least a mile away on a clear day, maybe even further. Now, Nissan and Acura are also located side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50 up against the Suncoast Parkway right there on the west side of Brooksville. You'll be able to find that and take advantage of that brand new store. Remember, when you go there, tell them the captain sent you. You'd be surprised what you might get as a result of that. Moss Nissan, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. There you go. Okay, back to, first of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and the author of the book called Nullification, right, sir?
That's what I printed on the cover anyway.
I know, and we're going to be talking about that bottom of the hour because you said you're going to stick around. But, Kyle, you had a question. Go ahead and ask it.
Well, good morning, Frank. And we've got, of course, the possibility now of the fourth indictment, this time coming out of Georgia. You've got the prosecutor there, Fannie Willis, who's a Democrat, by the way, bringing in more people to testify before the grand jury. Trump says he thinks he's going to be among those who might get indicted here. What do you think the latest is on that?
Well, they're going to indict him for the way he combs his hair next, because that's how this is going. It is so transparent that they're using what used to be an equitable justice system to affect politics in this election cycle that I don't know what to say. If you can't see it, then you're blind. This prosecutor is also supported by George Soros, by the way, and all of those, anybody who took a dime from George Soros who is under the judicial system should be expunged, because they have a bias. Never should have been elected, never should have been appointed, none of it.
Yep.
So this idea that we could, well, let's indict him on this. Anybody who is a candidate in a close election has the right to say, you know what? I think I was robbed.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was robbed. I'm looking at the vote totals. I think I was robbed. And they have the right to complain. And they have the right to call people on it. And they have the right to say, are you sure? I want you to double check. I demand that. But it seems now that if you're Donald Trump, or if you're a Republican, and this is where this is going, and that's why this has to be stopped in its tracks. If you're a losing Republican in a close race, where we have seen in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania that they've admitted there were flaws in the last election. It's not just, hey, I'm saying that I think there were. They've come down to a determination, yes, there were flaws in their elections and how they did things in those states. If you're a candidate in a close election and you say, I think I was robbed, now they're saying you can be indicted. You can be indicted for complaining. You can be indicted for saying, I think I won. I think something was wrong. That's not right.
Nope.
That is the definition of using the justice system, the legal system, as a political club in election contest. We can't have that. So this prosecutor in Georgia should, you know, if we had a DOJ that was actually honest and not corrupt, should be charged with prosecutorial misconduct. And as far as the special counsel is concerned, that Merrick Garland appointed from Delaware to look into Hunter? Oh, what? Really? Really? Why don't we just go to the hometown judge over there and ask him, hey, you know, you actually signed Hunter's birth certificate. Would you like to find out if he's a criminal or not?
Well, according to Section 600.3 of the statute that they look at in Congress about appointing special counsels, supposedly you cannot appoint someone who is part of the system or the person's group that was there to begin with, that was involved, let's say, maybe as the, oh, I don't know, U.S. attorney. You have to have someone outside that, and they're violating that.
When has Merrick Garland ever actually followed any of the statutes?
None that I know of.
He hasn't. That's the point. You know, he trots in front of the microphone, and he makes sure that his hair is all done up for the camera, and he says something that sounds good, but he's not following the letter of the law. And as we rewind the tape to Chuck Schumer being so incredibly outraged when Mitch McConnell, and this is the one good thing Mitch McConnell did in the last 30 years, not to entertain the nomination for Merrick Garland for the Supreme Court during the Obama administration. You know, thank God. Could you imagine the decisions that would be coming out of the Supreme Court if Merrick Garland would have made the bench? He doesn't give a damn about precedent law. He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And the man is overtly corrupt to the whims of politics from the executive branch.
Now, Mr. Garland, Mr. Garland was appointed by Mr. El Presidente Extraordinaire Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
And yesterday, a congressman by the name of Dean Phillips out of Minnesota, who was on NBC's Meet the Press, said he wants Biden in his campaign for the 2024 Democratic presidential nomination based on how people feel and not based on his age. He made sure he mentioned that. He said, I'd like to see Joe Biden, a wonderful and remarkable man, pass the torch, cement his extraordinary legacy. And by the way, this is not how everybody thinks, but I do believe the majority wants to move on.
Well, I mean, he just sealed his fate with the powers that be in the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see if he gets any federal funding from that organization.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want people challenging Joe Biden at this point in time. If they did, you would see a massive push for one candidate going forward on the Democrat side. That hasn't happened yet. And as we said last week, the reason that hasn't happened yet is because Obama 2.0 is just fine with Joe Biden being there.
Mm-hmm.
He is a puppet on a string, and they get to execute Obama's third term. And this is, you know, a lot of people scream Obama, 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 but you have to look at the people that Biden kept on from the Obama administration.
Sure.
There are too many key players that are not only officially seated in the Biden administration, but unofficially seated at the kitchen cabinet table, including Valerie Jarrett and Eric Holder.
Yep.
So they want to keep Biden in there. They need an idiot puppet so they can continue to move their agenda forward, which is the fundamental transformation of the United States of America.
That's right.
From a constitutional republic to a model that employs democratic socialism.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to neuter the federal government at this point in time until we can expunge these miscreants. And the only way to do that is to re-empower the states through nullification.
And we are going to get into that discussion in the next segment. I promise you, and I promise the people, I put it up there that we were going to talk about that, because there's a way to do this, ladies and gentlemen. Get the notebooks or turn on the tape recorders or whatever, because after this segment, in the next segment, we are going to go at it and we're going to tell you what you need to do. And it's not just sitting on your hands anymore, right?
No, you can't. And this is something that can be affected at the state level. Remember, the government that's closest to you is the government that can more easily be swayed to affect the outcomes you want.
You bet. All right, hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back, folks. Frank Sobato sticking around. We're going to talk about nullification. Kyle, you hang in there, too. This is going to get very interesting very quickly here, folks, and I'm not exaggerating. We're going to give you the plan that you need to have to understand how we get out from underneath this mess. Got to be we the people. Got to be all of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. And thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and MyPillow.com. Don't forget, all you need to know is the promo code, the word Captain. That's right, Captain. Go over there to MyPillow.com, take a look at what he's got for sale, which is everything on the website, and the promo code Captain gets you the prices. Now, I will tell you, it's not just about pillows. It's about blankets. It's about sheets. It's about towels. It's about toppers, mattress toppers. It's about pet beds. It's about slippers and so much more. And, oh, by the way, you can call them 24/7 on the telephone and ask them any questions or place an order. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Use the promo code Captain, and you're in free, so to speak. You get in the door and save you a bunch of money. So that's Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Phone number 800-641-5459. And the promo code is Captain, and happy shopping. A lot of people are telling me they're going over there and buying their Christmas stuff, starting to stock up for Christmas. Well, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Thank you for sticking around. We're going to get to you in just a second here, along with our good friend Frank Silvalo from UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I was going to throw something in the monkey wrench here to kind of get you going, but I'm not going to do that because we're going to have enough to get going here. But, you know, the gaslighting that's going on out of Washington, D.C. is to the point to where it's unbelievable.
First of all, the inflation is starting to get under control, and it's only at 3%, but they don't do gas, and they don't do food, and the price of gas has gone up well over 20% in the last 3 weeks, maybe about 25%. But no, we don't want to count that, so we can't figure that in with what's going on. And in the meantime, we got all this crap, and Frenchie stands there in the White House press briefing room and just lies through her teeth.
Well, yeah, Bidenomics. It's the next best thing since saccharin. You know, I mean, when you're in the person in charge of putting in the different functions in a very long equation, you can always make it equal to. You know, so if I'm not going to count car sales, and I'm not going to count the housing market, and I'm not going to count gas prices, and I'm not going to count wheat, of course I can say the economy is fantastic. Yeah, the economy is recovering. Inflation's coming down, unless you have to buy gas. Inflation's coming down, unless you actually want to go into the supermarket and buy beef. You know, so those prognostications about, hey, we're on the way back to good with inflation. It's, you know, it's manufactured.
Yep.
It's manufactured. But we talked about this almost 10 years ago when we were talking about the unemployment numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And how they equated the different, you know, there's five different ways you could calculate unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to look at this way because it's the best numbers for us. Well, no. If you're going to be honest, you have to take all the numbers, do the calculations, and be honest about it. Right now, they're not being honest about the economy. Bidenomics, that's gaslighting at its very best.
Yeah.
This economy is horrible, and we were talking on break. You said at the gun show, people are buying stuff.
Yeah.
Like non-perishable food, emergency food.
Yep.
Guns. Ammunition, that's a very bad sign for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It means people don't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care. I don't care what President Oatmeal says when he comes to the microphone, or what the clown car passenger that is his press secretary comes out to say. The street is saying the economy's not doing well. So I'll let the politician just sit there in his circus and talk to the elephants. But he's not speaking to reality.
He's giving Oatmeal a bad name. By the way, Kyle, what's your point here you want to make right now?
Oh, I wanted to ask Frank about, you know, Congressman Greg Stube filed some articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. But what about the timing of all this? Is this something that needs to wait for more information as the committee's finding out more, if they get an actual impeachment inquiry? In other words, is this jumping the gun because the nation doesn't seem to be yet swelling to impeach Joe Biden at this point?
There's not going to be an impeachment of Joe Biden. You could start it all in the House. The Senate's going to squash it. So this is a political move that we shouldn't be playing. You can see the outcome. You know, we as a political nation, just from a political aspect, have bastardized the idea of impeachment. You know, as much as we should have gone after Bill Clinton, that was a road that needed to have serious discussion. You know, when you start using impeachment as a tool of politics instead of a tool of the law, it's so watered down. Let's impeach Donald Trump. You know, we're indicting him for bad hair now. Let's impeach him for bad hair. As long as I have the votes, we can impeach. It can't be that way. It has to be for high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, what Biden's doing certainly qualifies for that. But what Trump did when they impeached him twice, you know, because Nancy Pelosi had to have that impeachment. She had to have it. That was a bastardization of what impeachment is supposed to be about. So when you know it, you can't achieve it, you shouldn't do it. And right now, you're not going to impeach Joe Biden. Nobody wants Kamala Harris. And she would be incredibly damaging for the country. So what do you do instead? You start looking at the underlings and you start holding them accountable because it's easier to get rid of them than it is a president of the United States. Start going after the foundation that his administration has and start picking off those people one by one. Merrick Garland should be the first one.
Yeah.
But I don't see the Republicans doing a damn thing about it besides holding more hearings. Let's hold more hearings. Should we have a hearing? Let's make a declaration that means absolutely nothing because it can achieve zero, but let's have a hearing on it. If we have to have one more hearing about Merrick Garland being corrupt in the highest law office in the land, you know, let's have 12 more. Let's have 25 more. When are we moving to impeach him? Because the case is solid.
Mm-hmm.
But to talk about that, when are we going to hold Fauci accountable? Man made $200 million off the COVID lie.
Oh, $325 million to Fauci and his buddy. Yeah, I got the number. Oh, I got the story here. Yep.
Yeah, so when does he get held accountable? The man's going on retirement, pulling a pension from the government. When does Congress say, you know what? We got to do criminal stuff here because this guy is dirty. Oh, you won't do it, Mr. Garland? Okay, then you first.
Yeah.
But it's time. It's time. And if we have to get one brave attorney general from the state to level charges against these people, then maybe we have to go about it that way.
Well, I hope Ashley
Republicans, get off your butts and start taking action. I don't want to hear another hearing. I don't care to hear another hearing.
I hope Ashley Moody does something.
Chamber.
I hope Ashley Moody can do something.
Well, you have to start asking the question.
Yep. But anyway,
if the federal government is completely dysfunctional, then it's up to the states to take the lead. Come on, guys, take the lead.
We got a minute left to talk about, and I kind of ran myself into a hole here, about the nullification, because that's the answer.
Well, it's all laid out. It gives you some history so that you understand where the concept is coming from and why it's legitimate, why it's already being used in California, Illinois, and New York to defy federal immigration law. So the precedent is set. And if you pick up the book, it's on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle or you get it in paperback. I hope you get it in paperback. Read it and write a letter to a trusted state legislator and send it to him and say, this is the roadmap out from under the oppressive thumb of a dysfunctional and corrupt federal government and deep state swamp. Let's take the lead. Let's get the power back to the states the way it was supposed to be when our nation was created, because with the direct election of senators, we lost that nation. We do not live under the government that the framers gave us.
Mm-hmm.
We live under the government that the progressives gave us. It's time to end.
To be continued Friday, my friend, and to be continued by me tomorrow night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. So you hang on, and I will talk to you on Friday, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Salvato. Kyle, hold on there. We got our Sports Zone quarterback coming in here to talk a little recap over the weekend. Patrick Hyland, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And oh, by the way, in case you forgot, this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been with this show since the beginning, way down there in Sarasota, and that's where we broadcast it from. Now, the best of the best, and you need blinds, and you need shades, and you need shutters, and you need to go see Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, if you can't go see them, give them a call, and they'll come to you. Now, if you call them at 941-922-2345, that's 941-922-2345, you can schedule an appointment, and they'll come right to you, take a look at what you need. If you need installation, parts, cleaning, they can handle it. They can handle it. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Remember, that's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, local and experienced. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. They're the absolute best at what they do, bar none. Well, get ready, folks. Here he is, coming right up.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, so we're going to bring in Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to bring in Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Hey, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce and Cal Warren, professor of politics. Hope you gentlemen had a great show, which I'm sure you did.
Oh, it's been exciting. We've been doing really good. Now let's see if we can keep the excitement going.
Well, let's try here. Michael McDowell wins the NASCAR Cup race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
I like that track, Captain and Kyle. It's a neat off track of the Indianapolis 500. Nice road way course that I really enjoy, and a lot of people enjoyed that race yesterday. So, little combination of NASCAR and Indy all in one. So,
yep,
very very cool, very exciting. So. That was exciting NASCAR news. And then the MLB last night, the Mets beat the Braves 7-6. It's kind of funny that they were talking about the Mets. It wasn't a fire sale. They were just looking to get value and better the team. And I'm like, why do these owners do this, Kyle? I hope your L.A. Angel owner isn't like that. You know, he kept Ohtani, which is cool. He's finding a way to keep Trout. You know, I don't know what these owners and some of these people think that us fans don't know the difference between nonsense and the truth. It baffles me. I don't understand that whatsoever. Pal, how about your owner out in L.A.? I have to ask you. What's the thoughts?
Well, I think that's I think they're in a quandary like just about everybody else, but the fans certainly are because they want to see players like Ohtani and Trout, you know, go all the way. They've had the team go to the World Series again. That's exactly what they want. But at the same time, though, you've got two, you know, stellar players, and you try to build a team around them, and it just hasn't clicked at this point. So, yeah, I think people are frustrated.
Exactly. And it just doesn't work when you say things. Just say, hey, we're trying. We're doing the best we can. You know, we want to win just as much as the fans. And then do things out there. Your actions speak louder than your words. So that's where we are. We'll talk a little exhibition football here. The New Orleans Saints beat the Chiefs 26-24 yesterday. Derek Carr looked good for the Saints, and Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that was a little exciting, fun game to watch, 26-24 for the fans out there. Again, I don't get too carried away with exhibition season, just trying to work out some guys, see who's going to make your final roster, and guys are doing the best they can to make it. I'm glad they've dropped it from 4 games to 3 games the exhibition season. Captain, what's your thoughts about that?
Well, there's too many chances to get hurt, and guys were getting hurt, and that's why they dropped it back. And, oh, by the way, not playing your veterans in game number one is another way to keep from having the big injuries. You don't want those guys to get hurt.
Absolutely. I'm glad they dropped it to 3 and gave us another regular season game. I thought that was smart by the NFL in that department. So that's a good thing. And you're right. We have to cut down on the injuries and make sure that these guys get to play the full season because that's what people want to see them during the whole year. So the Bucks and Baker Mayfield's debut, he looked okay. And we'll see if he can continue and have a decent season for the Bucks because that's going to be the main thing. If they can do that, if Baker can play adequately, I think the Bucks can at least be a 500 squad and be, you know, at least respectable to watch. So,
who is it that they're trying to go get after quarterback right now? There's a rumor of a trade. What's this all about?
Yeah, I think it's all, you know, there's a lot of trade rumors out there on who they're trying to get and who they could get. I mean, right now the Bucks have Baker Mayfield, they have Cal Trask, and they have the kid John Warford who played a few games for the Rams too under McVay. So the good news is, you know, you have some quality on the Bucks as far as these guys have been coached some of the best. So I think they'll be in good position. The team they played Friday night, was the Pittsburgh Steelers. You talk about having 3 quarterbacks that have all played in the NFL. That's hard to find and played a lot of games. So that's the difference there. That's what teams should strive for, Captain, to find, you know, at least a backup quarterback that can win games for you. And they're out there. You just have to find them and trade for them and make it happen. But I think the Bucks are okay. I don't know why. You know, you can't bring somebody in here now and expect him to really do much. So That's not going to work in my opinion. But anyway, the Orioles, they're 73-45. Can't believe it. They are leading the AL East.
Team to beat.
Well, yeah. Well, you figure, Captain, in spring training when you and I were talking, we said the Orioles could be a surprise team.
That's right.
And make some things happen. But, man, I didn't think to this level.
I didn't think he'd be in first place, but I thought they'd certainly be up near the top. I thought they had the capability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we both would have never thought the Red Sox and Yankees would be at the bottom of that division.
No.
But, you know, it's been an interesting turnaround this year in baseball. But it's a good thing. I like to see other teams make a push and a rush. The Minnesota Twins have distanced themselves from the Guardians a little bit. They're 62-58, and the Guardians are 57-62. So, Rocco Baldelli, congratulations to him if he can continue it going on.
Sure.
They make it playoffs. Anything can happen. Rocco is just a class act. His career was cut short because of illness, and that's a shame.
You got to get to the playoffs first, and everything else happens after that.
Absolutely. That's the major thing, Captain. And the Rangers, the Astros, the Mariners, and the Angels are all fighting it out there in that division. But it looks like the Rangers are going to take that one if they can just stay steady and play 600 ball. The Astros could possibly catch them, but they're the front runners right now, to say the least. And in the National League, the Braves, we talked about, they have 75 wins. They almost came back against the Mets last night.
You got 30 seconds, so I'm just letting you know.
I appreciate it, Cap. Well, you know, and the Brewers are leading the NL Central, and the Dodgers are leading the NL West. So that's about pretty much there in baseball and a little football, talk a little NASCAR, and anybody I can help out with their insurance needs, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. My name's Patrick Highland. I'd love to talk to you and help you out with your insurance needs at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain and Kyle, and have a great day, gentlemen. Bye now.
And once in a while, we even get a chance to drag him over to the Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays to have a little lunch. You never know when that's going to happen, but when it does, I try to let you know. So then we got some extra people there. By the way, for those of you that listen to Doc Handelman on Sunday mornings, the doctor's in the house, well, he's going to have a live broadcast over there at his studio coming up on a Sunday morning when he does his show, and he's invited me to come over there, and I'm going to go over. So there you go. Don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to go over. And I'll be there with Doc Handelman. He's a great guy. So if you haven't heard his program here locally on my flagship station from, I think it's, let's see, is it 9 to 10? Yeah, 9 to 10, and you need to listen to it. He's always a lot of fun, great guy. Now, Kyle, I will talk to you tonight on a Verdidio.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care out there, everybody.
Stay low. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and he'll be back tonight. In the meantime, folks, it's going to be one of those hot days here where I'm at. I hope it's going to be comfortable where you're at, or at least you'll be having some air conditioning, so you won't have to be all that concerned about it. But they're talking about 112 degrees for the heat factor here today. It was 115 over the weekend a couple days in a row. Sheesh. Anyway, have a great day. We the people, folks. God bless them.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.